Welcome to MoneyWeb Now. Business news every morning.
Tuesday, 4th of May, I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. Today's our first birthday. We are video streaming on the moneyweb.co.za website. And on that point, a huge thanks to all my guests, all my listeners who have given of their time over the last year. We have had a blast. The early mornings have all been well worth it. And because it's our birthday, we're doing things differently today. We're going to kick off with Rake van Niekerk. He's managing editor, MoneyWeb, some background to the show's concept. And then a bunch of our guests giving the top story of the last 12 months, because, man, it has been a 12 months. We've got Nick Kuntz, we've got Chantal Marx, we've got Nessa Naya, we've got Derek Janssen van Rensburg, and Mia Kruger. MoneyWeb Now, brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper-focus on acquiring stable income-producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low-risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Morning headlines from MoneyWeb: PPC agrees to sell its lime business for 515 million rand. This means they might actually escape that rights issue. Remember, they've solved their Central Africa issues, and with this, perhaps they can get away with no rights issue. Business Day: Sunlime's 2 billion Morocco deal shows faith in its Africa strategy. In essence, the Shamham Assurance have taken their stake to 84.5% as part of their move into Pan-African expansion. Morning markets: US mixed, S&P up 0.3%, Nasdaq off 0.5%. Asia, well, Sydney's open, it's up 0.5%. Tokyo is closed today for Greenery Day. Nope, I don't know what that means either. And it is closed tomorrow for Chorin Day. That makes some sense. Commodities, green overnight. Gold, 1789. Rand, 1444. Top 40 opening call, we're looking at about a 0.1% red open, 75 points lower.
MoneyWeb Now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Rake van Niekerk. He is managing editor, MoneyWeb. Rake, morning. Appreciate the very early morning time, and appreciate you being on the other side of the microphone for a change. We're in for a year. It's been a pandemic. We could have picked a year. It would have been hard to pick a more exciting year, I suppose, in a weird sense to launch a morning show. What's the genesis behind it? I mean, I remember coffee with yourself, Masekh Lagwangwa, and me, what, it was Jan or so, and you had this idea for a morning show, which I thought was equal parts great and equal parts a little early.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, it's nice to be here, and really congratulations on this show. You've built it up in a year, which I think has become must-listen material every morning. Yes, that, I remember that morning actually quite well. We've been toying with the idea of a morning business show, because there isn't a morning business show. Yeah. You have lots of different radio shows, lots of talk radio, lots of news, and I don't think that caters for the businessman or the investor or somebody who really focuses on what is going on in the business world. So that's why we toyed with the idea, can't we establish a morning business show? And then we got the idea, why don't we try and build on the idea and get a podcast in the morning? Because many people get into the car at, say, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and then they need to listen what is on offer from the FM station. Yeah. So now the idea was, you can get into your car and then you can start to listen to a top-class business show when you want to. And I think that was the main idea. So we record this thing live, like you do every morning at 6:30. Just after 7, that podcast is available on all the podcast players. You just tap on your phone and you can listen to the show whenever you want to.
And the beauty of the podcast, I mean, I been a listener for decade plus, is the you're not constrained. You know, the typical sort of over-the-air FM is, you know, you've got your half hours, you've got your this and that. I mean, we do 20 minutes. We don't, you know, and we can do that. We don't need to do the traditional half-hour show and et cetera.
Listen, radio is evolving. You know, the traditional FM model where you have yours, as you say, your show at 7 o'clock, you have your news at 7:05, you have the weather, and then you sit through all the temperatures. I think those days are it's not gone, but it's changing. And I think people want to listen to radio when they want to. It's like television. I don't think many people still watch the live 8 o'clock movie on a Sunday night on DSTV. They actually play from the PVR or from their catch-up list or from Netflix what they want to watch at that specific time. And I think radio is moving in the same direction. And I think the success of this show proves it.
Quick last question, which I'm going to be asking all my guests. As I said, it's been a year. This time a year ago, the lows were behind us. Oil was positive again. Gold was still rallying. What's been your sort of top story that stuck in your mind over the last 12 months?
Well, the lockdown, I think the whole pandemic, I think that was, I think that's going to be the story of the decade. And remember, we would have launched the 1st of April.
That's right.
It was a few days after the hard lockdown started. We thought, oh, what's going to happen? And then we launched a month later. I think it was still hard lockdown then. And subsequently, I think the world has changed. The way people think about social interaction has changed. The world, I think the way business works have changed. So we will see. Hopefully this vaccine will change that and we will be able to return to some sort of a form of normality. We'll have to see. But I think, you know, we're going to look back in 10, 15 years' time, you know, those were the days, you know, we couldn't even shake hands.
No, we couldn't. I remember the first day in the studio, it was first day of level 4. Not a car on the street. I had the letter that allowed me out. And I remember the first time I saw another car on my way to the studio, because I leave home at about 20 to 6 in the morning. And we both got such a fright, we almost crashed into each other. Reg van Niekerk, Managing Editor at MoneyWeb, appreciate your early morning.
You've worked hard to accumulate wealth. But with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place?
Offshore.
While earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP.
Visit orbvest.com.
MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Now with Nick Kuntz, Portfolio Manager, Sunlam Private Wealth. Nick, suited and all on an early Tuesday morning. Appreciate all the early mornings. Usually you're on a Monday. Simple question. It's been a year. It's been an absolutely crazy one. What's sort of been, it's not a highlight, I suppose, a top story for you over these last 12 months of pandemic and various levels of lockdown?
Yeah, well, morning, Simon. Congratulations on the show and the rest of your team. Story of the year. Sure, there's so many to choose from. I mean, if I had to use I'll put my trading hats on, I guess for me the main story was April. I mean, oil going negative $40 a barrel. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. That was, I don't think we will ever see it again, but also highlighting just how crazy the market was. For me, that was the top story. And I guess a close second was I guess the winners and the losers in the equity market. You know, the advent of the, you know, Zoom now becoming a verb. We all Zoom. You know, the flying big tech. And I think also we've been heading that way, with the sort of digital migration. And I think the pandemic for me certainly just accelerated where we're going. And I mean, case in point, I'm sitting suited and booted in my office at home on a call with you guys and not at work. So, yeah, for me, those are the two things. The changing world, that I don't think that genie's out the bottle, we're not going back. And again, my trading story, that moving oil in April, staggering.
I remember chatting with you over December, and I remember the comment that negative interest rates was, I thought, the craziest thing I would ever see in a living life. And then we got negative oil, which truthfully, I hope remains the craziest thing I ever see. Because if we get more crazy than that, then we've gone somewhere completely strange. Nick Kuntz, Portfolio Manager, Sunlam Private Wealth. Appreciate your very early morning, sir.
MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Joined now in studio, Chantal Marx, Head Research, FNB Wealth and Investment. Chantal, appreciate the early mornings every other morning. I really appreciate the in studio, which is a different way of doing it. Your top story, maybe it wasn't even a top story. What sticks out in your mind in a year where I think a lot sticks out?
Oh, goodness. I could see Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Wahlberg playing a role in the GameStop Chicago, and that just stood out for me. It was absolute madness. A subreddit group coming together to try and corner the market was just completely bonkers. I don't think we've ever seen any sort of cornering attempt to that scale, particularly not a lot of small retail investors getting together in order to do so. And I just love dissecting that whole story and how they were buying options and they were buying other derivative structures, and this in turn placed banks under a lot of pressure. Yeah. They had to buy the stock in the market as well. I thought it was absolutely fabulous.
And it was, in some sense, a simple story. And I'd forgotten about it. But it was simple in the sense that you run up a stock. But it was that complexity to it. They had discovered the short position was bigger than actual the number of shares in issue. It was using options, which, to get complicated, there's hedging in the background. So the banks are also, suddenly you've got the shorts buying. You've got the banks buying. Yeah. It was the complexity and the beauty of the genesis that it came from a little group on Reddit, which most people had never heard of GameStop, hadn't heard of Reddit, and Wall Street Bets is now probably one of the biggest.
Yeah, and I mean, it also has a baby brother called Jay-Z Bets on Reddit as well. I follow it just to kind of see what people are thinking, and there I know that the favorites have been Avenge, which actually did quite well, and Steinhoff. So it's been an interesting one, and I don't think that we're going to stop seeing retail investors talking about the markets, hopefully not trying to corner the market. but I think that it has made the whole thing a little bit more accessible, albeit a little bit more scary.
Yeah, most corning of the market, I'm thinking the Hunt brothers and the silver market in the 70s, goes horribly wrong, and the attempted corners are the ones carried out this time. It absolutely worked. A staggering story. Chantal Marx, Head Research, F&B Wealth and Investment, really appreciate your time and in studio.
Thanks.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.
My next guest, Anessa Naya, portfolio manager, Sasfin Securities, joining us via technology. Anessa, appreciate this morning, appreciate all your other early mornings. It's been a year, as I say, it's been a year of early mornings on the show. Your take, I mean, portfolio manager, you've been buying and selling shares forever and a day. What stood out in a year of big stories?
Yeah, good morning, Simon, and happy birthday to the show. I can't believe it's almost a year. If you cast your mind back to a year ago, what an uncertain world it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, we heard from Nick. We heard you talking about the car that you saw in the middle of the early morning, quite fearful of who might be inside. I mean, you know, the way we've lived our lives has changed dramatically. And if you look at for me, the market's behavior last year was really something nobody could have predicted. In middle of March, when we saw that cataclysmic fall, on major stock markets throughout the world, there was nobody that was keen on investing. Fortunately, in my case, a lot of people were not disinvesting as well. A lot of people decided to hold tight. And I think the story for me, and we know we've had this huge rise in technology stocks. We had a huge rise in resources stocks as well, in the back of it. But for me, the story was really about some of the things we spoke about during the show. In particular, and I remember one morning we spoke about ShopRite, about the pressure that they were under because liquor sales had stopped. And it was you who made the point. You said, surely at 100 Rand, this must be a long-term buy. And I think if you look at where it is right now, I think you made a lot of sense. And a lot of commentators at the time were talking about buying into shares. We had First Rand in the 30 Rands. We had Woolworths at below 30. I think from the lesson to learn for me, which is what the story is about, is that don't panic in times when people are panicking. Look for buying. Look for those opportunities. And I think a lot of us kind of missed that. We had redefined it. 2 Rand, sub 2 Rand, it's double that right now. And I think we're still very much in the phase of growth on the stock market. So there's still huge opportunities. And I think for investors out there, you must take them.
Yeah, and I remember that ShopRite discussion. And we were saying, is Peter Innebracht perhaps not Whitey Besson? And you know what? We both got schooled because Peter Innebracht is doing just great. Mr. Engelbrecht, apologies from us here at MoneyWeb. Now, Nessa Naya, Portfolio Manager, Sasfin Securities, appreciate the early mornings.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.
Joined now in studio, Derek Jansen van Rensburg, Portfolio Manager at Anchor Capital. Derek, appreciate the early morning. You're the gent who often comes on with birds in the background. That's not your fault. That's just early morning radio. We get hardy dogs. We get all sorts of tweeters. No birds this morning because we're in studio. Your big story from the past 12 months of a pandemic. I mean, it's going to be the epoch moment in our lives.
Morning, Simon. Firstly, happy birthday. I think it's a great show and the content has been phenomenal through the course of the last year. just looking and preparing for this morning's interview, I had a look at, call it the top 40, and just looking at the major moves that have taken place over the last 12 months. There's been some big standouts, particularly in the sort of palladium, platinum place, but one in particular was obviously Sasol. I think, you know, obviously going through the uniqueness of this pandemic, we saw significant moves in the likes of the oil price. The oil price coming down sub $20 a barrel. Oil futures, in fact, at some point pointing negative when you look forward. And that obviously translated into some big moves up and down in the likes of the Sasol share price. And I go back to the conversations that we've had and other participants have had around Sasol through the course of the last 12 months, you know, not so long ago, under 20, and today sitting sort of 240-odd rand a share. You know, and just looking at the end of February, you posted a polling question around, has it got too much debt? No one expected the rights issue, but I guess, you know, the sort of underlying sentiment was, be very careful. The company's still got too much debt, but I just think really the way that they escaped that rights issue was by neck and chin. So I think that was really a standout sort of theme and stock to watch through the course of this year. And, you know, well done to them. Oil price above $60 a barrel. And let's hope that that debt continues to reduce.
I take your point. I mean, a tough year for, you know, every CEO out there, listed and unlisted. But perhaps the Sasol team has to be in the top of that list of a bunch who their problems predated the pandemic, and then they came into it with all sorts of chaos. And how they avoided that rights issue, I don't know, but it's going to be MBA studies on how they got into trouble and, truthfully, how they got out. Derek Jansen van Rensburg, Portfolio Manager, Anchor Wealth, appreciate your early morning, sir.
MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Mia Kruger. She's, of course, Director, Kruger International. Mia, morning. Appreciate your early morning. Typically joining us with your Nespresso in tow. This morning, you're talking the sort of the top story from the last year. What's been your big story over the course of the pandemic?
Morning, Simon, and happy birthday to the show. We've all enjoyed watching or listening to it rather than while we weren't speaking on it, which is really nice, and it's a great show as an addition to the podcast world, as we've all been following news when we want. For me, the big story was the fact that during the coronavirus, when everything locked down, carbon emissions started to fall, and there's been a bigger and bigger emphasis on the carbon world, and also on how we as investors can actually utilize the opportunities that we see there. So you and I spoke about, you know, various things. The markets went up, the markets went down. There were lots of shares that offered value that came back. We've heard about many of the participants this morning talking about all the crazy stories that happened around the world. But one of the things is that when we as long-term investors still, you know, look at what we wanted to achieve for our investors, the attention falls more and more on renewable energy and opportunities we get there. And that's been something really exciting for me that we've been paying more attention to. And we've actually seen in South Africa how Eskom is paying more attention to renewables and will be awarding more PPE projects to renewable energies, hopefully very soon.
Yeah, and I remember chatting with you. You've got that Gaia Fund, which it's listed on 4AX, listed back in October, I think, like, yes, sort of towards the end of October last year. And I remember you commenting, I forget the exact numbers, but the dividend went absolutely through the roof. And I think in time, in a decade or three, we're going to look back and there'll be dozens, if not hundreds of these, but it's going to be one of those first that were out there and available to the sort of average investor in South Africa. Mia Kruger, Director, Kruger International, really appreciate this and all the other early mornings. The show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Orbvest Diversified Holdings 4. It will invest you into a range of Orbvest investments offering instant diversification. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483. No poll today, but tell us on our LinkedIn and Twitter social media profiles, what's been your top story over the last 12 months? It has been, you know, as Drake Pinnikirk was saying up front, this is going to be an epoch moment. We're going to remember this pandemic for the rest of our lives. This is assuming it's the first and last and touching lots of wood. What's it been for you? What's been your top story? And that's it. We are finished for today. We're live every weekday morning on the MoneyWeb website and app at 6:30 a.m. Podcast available from just after 7 a.m. A huge thanks to my team, Eddie Cordora, Nicole Matapela. I'm the smart voice behind this, but without the rest of the team, there is no podcast every morning. So massive thanks to them, to my guests for their early morning contributions, and then of course most importantly to my listeners, without whom, well, none of us would be here. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Listen to the live stream of MoneyWeb Now at the same time every weekday. For more business, finance and investment news, MoneyWeb Now on the Money. Also available on podcast.